USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The COVID-19 pandemic has now become the deadliest in U.S. history, surpassing the 1918 flu pandemic. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that deaths from COVID passed 675,000 on Monday, surpassing the estimated deaths from the Spanish flu. The seven-day moving average of deaths in the U.S. is now 1,353. And the major indices on Wall Street all closed down Monday, recording their largest losses in more than 4 months. The S&P 500 fell 75 points, shedding nearly 2% and suffering its biggest drop since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day down 614 points and was briefly down nearly 1,000 at one point in the day. It ended down 1.8%. The Nasdaq lost 2.2% on the day. Investor worries about the Federal Reserve possibly pulling back on some of the support it's been giving the economy, leading the sell-off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once the trial is complete. The head of the National Institutes of Health says that he's eager to see the full set of data. Dr. Francis Collins tells Fox News that the FDA will give the data extra scrutiny because of the age group involved.
Let's just say this is really good news. It's still a press release. Pfizer has to now submit their data to FDA for close scrutiny to be sure safety and efficacy is just what they say. But what they said today looks really good. This one-third dose of the vaccine gives an antibody response that's equivalent to what you see in 16 to 25-year-olds. So we're on the right track, and the side effects seem to be quite reasonable. So, but let's be clear, FDA will still have to review this. They'll have to have an advisory committee that will have a public meeting. These are kids. We want all the data out there for people to be seen.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of people are evacuated after a volcano erupts on Spain's Canary Island.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Facebook executives to testify after a Wall Street Journal story reported that the social media company knew Instagram hurts teenage girls' mental health, but kept it a secret. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains what the platform can do to people.
It has led to an elevation in the rate of teen suicides, into eating disorders, and we have heard from pediatricians and from parents for quite a while, plenty of anecdotal evidence.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, week two of the NFL season wraps up with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. More news always can be found online by going to USA Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.